It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. A recent study ranked New Mexico as having the most underprivileged children in the country. To learn more, I talked with analyst Jill Gonzalez. The personal finance website Wallet Hub ranked New Mexico as the state with the most underprivileged children. Here to tell us more about what the study took a look at is Jill Gonzalez, an analyst with Wallet Hub. Jill, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about the study and what type of data it looked at?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, children come from different types of privilege from across the country. Right now, conditions are even harder for underprivileged children this year during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially depending on where you are. If schools are closed, underprivileged kids are likely to suffer due to the lack of access to things like free health care, daily meals, technology, and all of those things. So we wanted to take a look at where kids might be more underprivileged than others. We looked at all 50 states and the District of Columbia across almost 30 indicators of neediness. So that data set ranges from the share of children in households with below poverty income levels to the child food insecurity rates to the share of maltreated children. And unfortunately, New Mexico right now has the most underprivileged children in America.
What areas did New Mexico rank the lowest in?
New Mexico could really use improvement across the board, but it ranked lowest when it comes to child education and child health care right now. So that's where it could use the most work. Just when we're talking about education, right now, in New Mexico, we're seeing very high levels of low graduation rates, young children not yet enrolled in school, so that's specifically 3- and 4-year-olds, low quality of the public school system, and a high share of teens that are neither attending school nor working.
State lawmakers have taken steps to address funding early childhood education and care by creating a whole new department to focus on that in the state. Can you tell us what other states may be trying to do when it comes to dealing with this issue, states that may have some of the least underprivileged children?
Sure. So some of the states doing well here include New Jersey, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maryland, and they're doing things across the board to really combat the problem. So when it comes to education, I think having a foundation there very early certainly helps. So state pre-K funding for preschoolers is something that these states have really been at the forefront of. When it comes to health, combating the child food insecurity rate certainly helps here as well. And then when it comes to just socioeconomic welfare, the share of children in foster care tends to be lower in those states as well. So I think, you know, pulling from each of these three categories certainly helps, but I think that educational foundation might be the most important thing and one of the areas where New Mexico could improve upon the most.
The COVID-19 pandemic has changed education across the country as well as social environments for students. Can you share with us how this may impact states like New Mexico that aren't doing well when it comes to underprivileged children?
Well, unfortunately, during this time, I think we're going to see gaps widen between underprivileged children and children who do come from some type of privilege or who are given equity and equality when it comes to not only their schooling, but the opportunities that they have as well. So during this time, I think it's more important to make sure, especially within school districts, that we are giving kids equitable resources. So not just we're looking at equal funding or equal opportunity, but providing a leg up for the students that need it. Because if this continues, I think we'll see the education gap, poverty gap, really increase from district to district and from state to state.
So what are experts saying states should focus on to provide that leg up?
So a lot of it comes down to policy. And I think this is something, especially with the election coming up, that parents would probably be very interested in. But in a lot of states, you know, we've had and we've seen alternative schooling not only be something that's been done there for years, but something that certain states really excel at. And now a lot of states have had to play catch up in terms of those alternatives, especially when it comes to online learning. So making sure that there are processes in place, or that students who don't maybe have the technology that they need are given that technology, are given the meals that they need, et cetera. You know, making sure that that program is in place, I think, is going to be huge, not only this year, but for the years to come. So that should be something that I think parents pay attention to and look for on their ballots in November.
Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with a personal finance website, WalletHub. Jill, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.